This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزًا عظيمًا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today the topic of our khutbah is effortless forgiveness. In this khutbah, we're going to look at simple actions that expiate sins. And we're not going to look at deliberate actions like istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, and tawbah that are specific, but very simple actions that erase and eradicate sins. But before that, we start with a known verse from Surah Az-Zumar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, say, O my servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using wording that shows closeness and encouragement. Say, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Al-israf is when you go overboard and excessive and in excess. So that means they have committed so many sins that they're weighed down by these sins. They've committed excessive amounts of sins. He's not speaking to those who commit sins and quickly repent, but he's talking to those who have burdened themselves with heavy sins. And he's still referring to them as Ya Ibadi. Say, O my servants who have burdened themselves with sins. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not become despondent. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins, meaning in numbers and in different varieties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all kinds of sins and all numbers of sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. But Allah Azza wa Jalla could have said, هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. But innahu again, every time affirming, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, and then affirming again, innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, the scholar and the mufassir of the Quran, and amongst other mufassirin, they said that this verse is not speaking just to the believers, but in this verse Allah Azza wa Jalla is also referring to the disbelievers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also calling the disbelievers. The disbelievers who never prayed to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they have committed excessive amounts of sin, and they have burdened themselves with sin, Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking to those people and telling them to never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah, and Allah forgives all sins. So what about the believer who feels guilty for his or her sins and quickly goes back to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal? We look at our first example. We're focusing on simple actions that eradicate and erase sins. And for the most part, when you see an action that will remove all sins of the past, it is typically referring to minor sins. And the major sins, the scholars say, need a specific tawbah from them for the most part. But something simple, eating and wearing new clothes or wearing clothes, that removes all sins. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man akala ta'aman thumma qala alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha at'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwatin ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhar." And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever eats food and then says, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah who has fed me this food and provided it to me through no might and no power on my part, he will be forgiven his past and his later sins to come." Just from in how many meals did we have if we missed out on this dua? How many opportunities and how much maghfirah did we miss out on? And then he says, if anyone puts on a garment, وَمَنْ لَبِسَ ثَوْبًا فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, same dua, الَّذِي كَسَانِي هَذَا الثَّوْبُ وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِّنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Whoever puts on clothes and says a similar dua, except he says, and he who has clothed me with this and provided me with it through no might and power on my part, he will be forgiven his former and later sins. Not only that, something as simple as putting on clothes, something as simple as saying this short dua after eating food, but even shaking hands, meaning men with men and women with women. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma min muslimaini yaltaqiyani fayatasafahani illa ghufira lahuma qabla an yaftariqa." There are not two Muslims who meet and shake hands except that they will be forgiven before they separate or before they part ways. So many opportunities for maghfirah. Look, you wonder how some people think that they've committed too many sins, that they're too dirty to come to the masjid, too dirty to pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, too filthy to come back to Allah Azza wa Jal. But with so many opportunities, how can that be the case? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever makes tasbih at the end of each salah, thalathan wa thalathin, he says subhanallah 33 times, walhamdulillah thalathan wa thalathin, alhamdulillah 33 times, wa kabbar Allah thalathan wa thalathin, and Allahu Akbar 33 times. He says, فَتِلْكَ تِسْعَةٌ وَتُسْعُونَ, that will be 99. ثُمَّ قَالْ تَمَامَ الْمِئَةَ, and then he completes it to 100 by saying, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ غُفِرَتْ لَهُ خَطَايَاهُ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِثْلَ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ. His sins will be forgiven even if they were like the froth of the oceans. What does that mean? When you see the waves crashing, you see this foam, this white foam on the waves. And it's saying that even if the sins were the numbers or equal to the numbers of the froth of the ocean, all the oceans of the world, and it's continuously frothing like that, even if their sins were that many, they would be forgiven. Just from this simple and short tasbih. other things that are just almost automatic forgiveness if it happens. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا قَالَ الْإِمَامِ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. If the Imam says that, meaning in Salah, فَقُولُوا آمِينَ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ وَافَقَ قَوْلُهُ قَوْلَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. So whoever is Ameen matches that of the angels. The scholars say the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed to be in that prayer, and they're praying with the Imam, and when they say Ameen, if your Ameen coincides and matches their Ameen, your sins, whatever past sins you have committed, will be forgiven. And in another hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, إِذَا قَالَ الْإِمَامُ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. In Salah, when the Imam says سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, فَقُولُوا اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ وَافَقَ قَوْلُهُ قَوْلَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. How many opportunities for that to happen? And of course, it's talking about prayer in jama'ah. How many possibilities of saying Ameen at the same time with the angels, or saying رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ at the same time the angel says it, and all your past sins being forgiven? Or when you're hearing the adhan and the muadhin says ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said man qala hayna yasma' al muadhin, whoever says when they hear the muadhin, wa ana ashhad an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, and I bear witness that there is no god worthy of worship except Allah alone, he has no partner, وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا, I am pleased and accept Allah as my Lord and Muhammad as his messenger. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, and as Islam, as a religion, غُفِرَ لَهُ ذَنْبُهُ, his sins will be forgiven. And so many things, so many different adhkar that you can make. But we're focusing on the extremely simple things. When making wudu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ الْعَبْدُ الْمُسْلِمِ, if the Muslim servant makes wudu and he washes his face, with every drop of water, every sin that he looked at will be erased until the last drop of water, the narrator says. And then he washes his hands just in wudu. Every drop of water falls. Until the last drop, his sins keep dropping for everything that he did wrong with his hands. And when he washes his feet, with every drop of water, until the last drop of water, every sin, every place that he went to that is haram, everything he did with his feet will be forgiven, just from making wudu. And that's why it's very important, brothers and sisters, that we always remind ourselves that wudu is an act of worship. Many people think wudu is the process of getting wet, and so they finish their wudu in a split second, and they just rush on to the salah. But wudu is a preparation for the salah, and it is an act of worship in and of itself, and there is great forgiveness with it, with every drop. And some people think that you have to not dry your hands with a towel so that the sins are removed with every drop. But the scholar said, that's not the point. Whether it drops or evaporates or is removed with a towel or a paper towel, it doesn't matter. The expiation or the potential for expiation of sins is still there. And doing good deeds. And until now, we didn't specifically mention making istighfar from a specific sin. But these things that almost automatically remove, things that you do that are simple and will remove tons and tons of sins. The scholars mention doing good deeds. In general, erase the bad deeds. Meaning here, your minor sins, without specific tawbah for them, the good deed will automatically erase them. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلُفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning to establish the salah, and then he mentions that the good deeds erase the bad deeds. And in a similar hadith, an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, ittaqillah. He's giving advice to one of the companions. Ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Fear Allah wherever you are. Wa atbi'is sayyi'ata al-hasana tamhuha. And immediately follow a bad deed with a good deed, it will erase it. Wa atbi'. which shows that it's immediate. One of the scholars gave an excellent analogy. He says, when a stain fell or something falls, food or whatever, falls on your clothing and it stains your clothing, he said, what do? Do you wait and 2 days later you try to get the stain out, if it's coffee, if it's blood, if it's whatever? You know that if you leave it late for longer, it'll be harder to remove the stain. So when something drops on your clothing, you immediately get up and wash it, or you get a napkin and you immediately start to wipe it off, and the stain removes faster when you do that. So he's saying, in the same way, you commit a sin and you immediately follow it up with a good deed and it will erase that sin. Simple things. Just attending the salawat. In one hadith, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from one prayer to the next, it expiates what sins are between them. Or from one Friday to the next Friday, and from one Ramadan until the next Ramadan. And he gave an analogy, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if one of you had a river just right at the mouth of your door to your home, and you open the front door and there's a river running right in front, and you bathe in it 5 times, will there be any dirt on you? And imagine, especially a dusty environment, a desert environment, will there be any dust on you? Will there be any dirt on you if 5 times a day you bathe in this river right in front of your home? And he said, in that same way are the 5 prayers. So many opportunities. Staying in the masjid, walking to the masjid. So many hadith listing simple actions that erase mountains of sins. Mountains, or a lifetime of minor sins erased. Future minor sins erased. Just from simple acts of worship. Walking to the masjid. Staying in the masjid from one salah until the next. Yani how difficult is it for us just to plan a day in the week to come sit from Maghrib until Isha? And hadith didn't even say, stay in the masjid in constant dhikr. Stay in the masjid in tilawah and recitation. Just waiting for the next salah to come. But taba'an, not yani chit-chatting and stuff, but engaging in something decent from one salah until the next. Forgiving your sins. The point is to say, look at all the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for forgiveness. Look at all the opportunities to erase sins. And sometimes as you read through these lists and lists of opportunities for forgiveness, you wonder how in the end people still end up in the hellfire. Believers still end up in the hellfire. And that's why one poet said, he said, يَا جَنَّةَ الرَّحْمَانِ لَسْتِ رَخِيصَةً بَلْ غَالِيَةً عَلَى الْكَسْلَانِ. He said, oh, the garden, the Jannah of Ar-Rahman, Allah's Jannah, he said, you're not cheap. You're only expensive for those who are lazy. And Jannah itself isn't something cheap, but it's just expensive for those who are lazy, those who put effort. And that's why Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the Quran, when he was asked if he has lost hope or doesn't expect what is promised from Allah Azza wa Jal, قَالَ وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ. He said, and who loses hope in the mercy of his Lord except those who are astray? Only those who are astray lose hope in the mercy of Allah. With all these opportunities, and we haven't even mentioned when you specifically repent and cry to Allah and beg forgiveness for a sin. Add these things on top of each other. How can anyone lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for his forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. The scholars mention from the things also that erase sins would be tawheed. But this is specific in this hadith to in the next life, where the famous hadith of As-Sahifa, the man that comes for to be held accountable, and they bring scrolls after scrolls of bad deeds, and they put it on one side of the balance. And then he's asked if he has anything to offset that, and he says no. And then he's told, yes, you have something that will offset that. And then they found a parchment that has La ilaha illallah on it. And it was put on the other side of the balance, and it outweighed. And not just outweighed, طاشت, يعني تناثرت, meaning when it was put on this one side, all the scrolls on the other side blew away, and it outweighed everything. So the scholar said his La ilaha illallah, even though he didn't act upon it, it was truthful, and he was honest, and he didn't worship anything along with Allah or besides Allah Azza wa Jal, and just his Tawheed was enough to remove all these sins. But we mention it in the second khutbah because it's not part of what you do in this life, and it's not a plan to have for the akhirah, to walk in with La ilaha illallah and no good deeds. But it's, the point is that it still saved him, his Tawheed saved him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Sahih al-Bukhari, من قال سبحان الله وبحمده في يوم مئة مرة, whoever said سبحان الله وبحمده in a day, 100 times in one day, حطت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. He said his good deeds, his bad deeds will be removed, his sins will be removed even if they were like the froth of the ocean. To say سبحان الله وبحمده 100 times, there is no one who is unable to do that every day, just 100 times. We actually even timed it to say subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times at moderate speed, because some people, the minute they're making dhikr, they go into super speed. Their tasbih is super fast. Alhamdulillah, 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 akbar, 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 akbar. This is not tasbih, this is not how it's done. But in regular speed, subhanallah wa bihamdi takes you from 2 minutes 15 seconds to 2 minutes 30 seconds to do it 100 times. You could do it 100 times over. I said this one time in a classroom, and an old man came to me and he said, my father, rahimahullah, used to say subhanallah wa bihamdihi 10,000 times every single day. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, whoever says subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times in the early part of the day and 100 times in the later part of the day, there will be no one on the day of judgment who has done anything better than him except the one who said the same or more. And if you say it 100 times in the early part of the day, in the morning, and 100 times later on in the afternoon, there will be nobody on the day of judgment who has done anything better than you, except for the one who has said it more. This man's father used to say it 10,000 times every single day. And we're going to be resurrected with that man on the same plane. Jannah isn't cheap. It's just expensive for those who are lazy. Allah Azza wa Jal gives us so many opportunities. And the sad part is we're not completely aware of them. And you meet Muslims who think they've done too much to return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal would have forgiven Fir'aun if he would have repented. And Jibreel alayhi salam knew that. And he said he would stuff the mud down his throat out of fear that he would say, La ilaha illallah, and be forgiven. If Fir'aun can be forgiven, who can't be forgiven? This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we should never forget. These are all the free opportunities to be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. With that, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who recognize the truth and follow the best of it. And to make us of those people who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. فَاللَّهُمَّ أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَارْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَهُ وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَارْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَهُ فَاللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلَ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to rectify the condition of the Muslims all around the world. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant victory to the Muslims in Palestine and to the Muslims in Kashmir and in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in all parts of the world, Ya رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.